لا يصل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم، فلا ترم بالمعاصي كسر شهوتها، إن الطاعة ما يقوي شهوة النهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم، والنفس كطفل إن تهمله شاب على حب الرضا، وإن تفطمه ينفطم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم، فاصرف هواها وحاذر أن تولياه، إن الهوى ما تولى يصمي أو يصيم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم، وراعيها وهي في الأعمال سائمة، وإن هي استحلت المرعى فلا ترسمي. مولاي صل وسلم حشم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وصلى الله على النبي الأمي، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. Just recapping which stanza we did last week. وَأَكَّدَتْ زُهْدَهُ فِيهَا دَرُورَتُهُ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's piety increased in spite of his need. So we touched on zuhd. And yesterday, or in fact it was on Saturday, I must mention this year, our teacher Mufti Muhammad Ali Sahib Hafidhahullah, he had mentioned to us, explained to us a few portions of this. And I shall play it for you, inshallah, so that you can benefit as well and you can understand as well the benefits of when they explain to us what is a hadith, what is all of this here, what is love for the dunya. So based on this, we're going to play for you this, inshallah, and then you will understand better what is zuhd and what is the opposite of it. Because we have this misconception, and the way Mufti Saab explained it on Saturday was amazing. So inshallah, we will play for you this now. And you can then see and understand what is zuhd. So let's give you the meaning first of what we've explained till now. وَأَكَّدَتْ زُهْدَهُ فِيهَا دَرُورَتُهُ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had spoken about zuhd. We mentioned to you last week, which was the hadith which we mentioned to you. It was, إِزْهَدْ فِي الدُّنْيَا يُحِبُّكَ اللَّهُ. A person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they were plain, straightforward. I want to become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want Allah azza wa jal to love me. And I also want to be beloved to the people. So what's the way forward? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave an easy solution. What was the first solution? So you want to become the beloved of Allah. Firstly, to become the beloved of Allah, izhad fi dunya yuhibbuk Allah. Turn your attention away from the dunya, Allah will love you. Turn your attention away from the dunya and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you. So that was the first that was given. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned and said, with regards to becoming beloved to people, be disinclined to their possessions. Be disinclined to their possessions and people will love you. So this is where we have found ourselves. And you've heard many talks on zuhd. This is the disinclination to the world. You've heard many, many instances of this sort. But have we really understood it? That's the big question. Have we really, really understood what is the meaning of zuhd? The way Mufti Muhammad Ali Sahib Hafidhullah had explained it makes and sense and understanding, inshallah. So we'll play for you a little bit, a portion of it, and then you can understand.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى ما بعد دنیا کی محبت کیا ہماری تعداد اس زمانے میں بہت کم ہوگی؟ آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا نہیں تم بہت زیادہ ہوگے لیکن تمہاری حیثیت سمندر کے جھاگتی کوئی اس کا وزن نہیں ہوتا کوئی اس کی قیمت نہیں ہوتی غصہ اس سیل کی طرح ہوگا اور اللہ تعالیٰ تمہارے غیروں کے دلوں سے کافروں کے یہود و نصارہ کے دلوں سے تمہارے رعب کو نکال دے گا اور تعالیٰ تمہارے دلوں کے اندر وہن داخل کر دے گا۔ صحابہ نے پوچھا وہن کیا چیز ہے؟ تو آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا حب الدنیا و کراہیت الموت، دنیا کی محبت اور موت سے نفرت۔ دنیا کی محبت یہ نہیں ہے کہ انسان کے پاس مال و دولت زیادہ ہو۔ مولانا روم رحمۃ اللہ علیہ فرماتے ہیں چیست دنیا از خدا غافل بدن، نئے کماشو نقرو فرزند و زن۔ میں تم کو بتاتا ہوں کہ دنیا کسے کہتے ہیں۔ چیست دنیا، دنیا کیا ہے؟ دنیا دراہم و دنانیر، سونے چاندی، بیوی بچوں کا نام دنیا نہیں ہے، اللہ سے غافل ہونے کا نام دنیا ہے۔
Just to reflect quickly, so we put things into perspective, inshallah, and we understand. As well as those who do not understand Urdu, it's a bit challenging. So Mufti Saab had mentioned this hadith as to how the kuffar, they will engage in killing the Muslimin, like how people call towards a meal. And then after mentioning this, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned about wahan. Sahaba radiallahu anhum inquired, what is wahan? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, wahan is love for the dunya and it is dislike for death. Love for the dunya, dislike for death. Take these two things. So then Mufti Saab explains that, see, Mufti Muhammad Ali Saab, what is love for the dunya? You see me with a beautiful vehicle, you see me with a beautiful kurta, I see you with kurta. Is this the definition of love for the dunya? So then he explains, Mulana Rum Rahmatullah Ali explains what is dunya, what is love for the dunya. And he explains that Mulana Rum Rahmatullah Ali says, love for the dunya does not mean that you have dirham and dananir. This is not the name of dunya. This you need. You need dunya, you need money to make your akhirah, to purchase halal food, to do all the good things. You need it. So just by merely having it, this does not mean that you are in love with the dunya. Actually, the meaning of love for the dunya is this, where you've become ghafil, oblivious of whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. You become oblivious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's presence. That is love for the dunya.
اگر کوئی شخص دینداری کے لباس میں ہو اور وہ نافرمانی میں مبتلا ہو، وہ اللہ تعالی اور اللہ کے رسول کو ناراض کرنے والا عمل کر رہا ہو تو کہا جائے گا یہ دنیا دار ہے، اور کوئی شخص ایسی صورت کے اندر ہو کہ لوگ اس کو دنیا دار سمجھ رہے ہیں لیکن وہ اللہ سے واصل ہے، تو کہا جائے گا کہ وہ دیندار ہے۔ سفیان ثوری رحمت اللہ علیہ ایک مرتبہ کعبہ کے پاس سے گزر رہے تھے۔
So just to get to that portion, a person, he looks, he's dressed outwardly, he looks like he's the biggest buzruk under the sun. With his turban and the way his chimples are, everything, you'll think this is the biggest buzruk. Someone told me the other day, we spoke about Brother Abdul Ghaffar rahmatullah alayh on a few occasions, and we explained to you that he really had this hatred, or you would say this disinclination rather, for the dunya. And someone said, you know, they used to call him Sahaba. They used to call him Sahaba, like referred to him as Sahaba. Because in their minds, when they had an understanding of whom Sahaba radiallahu anhum was, of course he can never match them and will never be able to match them, but meaning as close as possible in this current world in which you are living with so much of darknesses. So anyway, some people, I'm not saying, some people have that quality, they have the look and they really determine on what they do. That's different. So we put him in that particular category where he is focused. He was focused. And you could see some, one day we came out of the masjid and he had all these wallets spread out. And these wallets, it looked like 100 rand notes. And we wondered, what's this now? Why is he putting all money on the floor? Is he really given up the dunya to this extent now? Little to find out that he was selling slim, thin wallets that looked like money. And he had this great love for deen. Anyway, continuing. A person is dressed like a buzruk, but he doesn't fulfill the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're looking at another side now. He doesn't fulfill the commands of Allah azza wa jal. You'll say that this person is a dunyawi inclined person, a lover of the dunya. He's dressed outwardly as a mu'min, as a believer, not just that. As a buzruk, he looks like he's flying in the skies. So this person, you will say, coming to fulfilling the commands of Allah, then he is a lover of the dunya. This is where he is in love with the dunya, and this is the opposite of zuhd. So I can say, you can say, perhaps you wouldn't want to just publicize it, but already I can see whether I am a dunya person or not. This is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wants us to do continuously, to introspect. Al-kayyisu man dana nafsa. Wa amila lima ba'd al-maut, and to do actions for the after. So we took the one example. Looked pious, but doing actions contrary to the commands of Allah. He is a dunya person, dunyawi person. Because often we have this impression, dunya, or a dunyawi person, a worldly person, is one who is, he has smart clothing, he's got a smart car, he's got, but actually, we tend to forget ourselves. What does Allah Azza wa Jalla mention? وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ سُورَةُ الْحَشْرِ. Do not become like those people who forget Allah, so Allah made them forget themselves. So in this, while my gaze is so much on the next, I forget, I'm wearing kurta, I'm wearing topi. But the lesson here that Mufti Muhammad Ali Saab Hafidhullah is teaching us is that I can also be inclined to the dunya, which is many a time the case, the reality. Then Mufti Saab explains another example. The other example is a person, you look at him, he doesn't look like he's deen inclined. I'm going to give you an example. I mentioned it to you previously. Sometimes I'm caught between, should I mention it, should I not mention it? But then I say it will be beneficial for you. So we were on our journey. I mentioned to you our intentions were corrupt. But Allah is so kind. This is the mercy of Allah. So we were on this journey in the path of Allah, beginning journey. We said, Alhamdulillah, 3-day Umrah trip. And we were there. I've never met Mulana Yunus Patel Rahmatullah in my life. My grand uncle, Allah Azza wa Jal reward my mother, she said to me, you'll benefit a lot from him. He's got experience. You go with him. And my word, how much we benefited, how much we learned. At that time, we couldn't appreciate it. But now that people are gone, you tend to appreciate so much. You can introspect with your own people that you've lost. So, whilst we were there, now it's the beginning of this journey. We've been to Maktab, we've have that basic understanding, but still, there's something missing. And he says to me, it's the first 3 days, we are in Makkah Mukarramah. We're beginning this journey, it's going to be a long journey, and we, alhamdulillah, as a boost, we are performing Umrah. At that time, he says to me, my grand uncle, that means my Nana's brother, basically. What I loved about him is he had a balance between tasawwuf and tabligh also, which many don't have. He had that balance and that beauty of it. Where you, and those who claim that they do not need tasawwuf, this Mulana Ilyas rahmatullah alayh, how many times we heard from Mulana Yunus Daya rahmatullah alayh, that when he would come back from an ijtima or from a, he would go sit in the khanka and he would then sit in solitude. And they would say, but why? You just come back. He would say, no, because I mixed with different people from different places, from different, and they just, you're just getting the taste of deen still. So their actions, their rough side is going to rub off onto me. I have to sit in seclusion. This is who? The founder of Tabligh. Tabligh was always, but in this current form, you say, he didn't even name it Tabligh. He said, I don't want to name it because people, what they will do is, they will make it like what we have, Asabiyah. If I could name it, he said, I would name it Tahreek-e-Iman, the movement of Iman, if I could name it. So, to waken up your Iman. So anyway, this balance we speak about, you need both. So he was very connected, my grand uncle. His name was Uncle Adam Siddat. And they used to refer to him as Adam Bhai. Adam Bhai. They used to say it in this sense. Adam Bhai. So he said, come, let's go. I've just arranged. Mulana Yunus Patel, rahmatullah alayh, is here at the Haram. Masjidul Haram. And we're going to make tawaf. I'm going to hold his hand. You're going to hold the other hand. And you're going to make tawaf. This is what I want to get to explain to you youth so that you can open up and understand certain things. And maybe Allah Azza wa Jal makes us experience this and then later we regret, repent, and we need to open up the eyes of others. So whilst we were there, he mentioned this to me in the hotel. I thought about it. I said, hey, I feel uncomfortable holding someone's hand, a male's hand, who, and just making tawaf. You know, in certain Arab countries, you find this. They have that muhabbat, which we cannot understand. And we look down upon someone, a male holding my hand and walking. You feel uncomfortable as a South African youth, youngster. You will feel uncomfortable. You just feel, okay, maybe it's a, but at that particular time, I said, walking tawaf like this, I don't know if this is acceptable or not. Is this not inclining towards, you know, bowing down and all the rest? But we don't have understanding. That's why we need a guide. So I said, no, I respectfully said, I think you, please carry on. And inshallah, I will meet with you people later. Anyway, they went. And I missed out on a golden opportunity. Firstly, I didn't understand who was Hazrat Mulana Yunus Patel, rahmatullahi alayhi. This was in 2013. Sorry, 2010. 2013 was when, alhamdulillah, we went to Masjid Al-Aqsa. So 2010 it was, December. And I recall because we went first to Medina Munawwara, and from Medina Munawwara we went to Makkah Mukarramah. You know, they speak of crown birthday, 21-21. So it was 21 and 21st December. So I still phoned my father and I said, alhamdulillah, from all that we had, if we don't celebrate these things anymore, but this year is one of the most honorable, if ever, to be here in Medina Munawwara. And you have that limited time, so you treasure every second. Sometimes you have a lot of time, but you don't treasure nothing. So anyway, whilst we were there, I missed on this grand opportunity. We're leaving now to go to the airport. Why? Because now we're leaving for Bangladesh. I saw Mulana Yunus Patel, rahmatullahi alayhi. Again, jahalat, ignorance. So what happens is, I see Mulana Yunus Patel, rahmatullahi alayhi, is wearing smart white shoes, he's wearing smart white socks, fully, beautifully dressed, full white pants and kurta. And that day, I remember it was a long kurta. He had a topi on. And it wasn't, he didn't have a khanka topi on that day. So I saw this, I thought maybe, now you sit back and you think, and you see his beard is beautifully dyed, so he looks young. And you always thought, piety, pious person, he must have patches, and he must have that. That's where we went wrong. So I went to greet, but this was the sickness of my heart. Afterwards, you get to learn about the person. And that same year, later that year, he passed away in Makkah Mukarramah. So that drove you to learn more about who he was. How did he get such a beautiful death? The angle I'm looking at this from is, and you should be looking at it from, is the fact that zuhd, we understand zuhd to be that, and zuhd is not that. So that's what we're clarifying here. So Mufti Muhammad Ali Sahib Hafidhullah is saying to you, sometimes a person, his to your eye, he doesn't seem deeny. To your eye, he does not seem deeny. But inside, he's totally worshipping Allah like you and I cannot do. This person is a person that is filled with zuhd. This person is a person that is filled with zuhd. Let's carry on.
So, dekha ki ek shakhs kaabe ka parda pakda hua. वो आहो बुका में मशगूल था। सुफियाने सॉरी फरमाते हैं कि मुझे बड़ा रश्क आया उस शख्स को देखकर। फिर मैं कुछ आगे गया तो मैंने देखा कि एक शख्स कपड़े बेच रहा है, मुख्तलिफ किस्म के कपड़े उसके सामने रखे हुए हैं, और वो कहता है ये कपड़ा इतने दिरहम का, ये कपड़ा इतने दिरहम का, ये कपड़ा इतने दिरहम का। बाद में मैंने दोनों के दिलों की तरफ तवज्जो की तो मैंने काबा के पर्दे को पकड़ने वाले और रोने वाले को अल्लाह से गाफिल पाया। और वो शख्स जो कपड़ा बेच रहा था उसको अल्लाह से वासिल पाया। बाज मरतबा सूरत बिल्कुल अलग हो जाती है।
टू स्ट्रेंथन दैट फर्स्ट पॉइंट, Mufti Muhammad Ali Sahib Hafidhullah explains to us that, see, sometimes a person, the outlook is something else, but the reality is something else. A person was holding the Kaaba al-Musharrafa. Sufyan Thawri rahimullah is witnessing this. And he sees that this person, the way he is crying at the Kaaba al-Musharrafa, this is something out of this world. Like, what iman is this now? At that time, Sufyan Thawri rahimullah is thinking. But he's holding the Kaaba al-Musharrafa and crying and weeping. After that, he goes. Sufyan Thawri rahimullah goes. He sees someone in one of the shops. This person is selling clothing, selling this, selling that. And he understands this is a outlook, seems dunya. Afterwards, Sufyan Thawri rahimullah is turning his attention to these two individuals, which two? The one holding the Kaaba al-Musharrafa, the other one in the shop. And he's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes Allah opens up for these pious people. It's not that they have total, no. This is a gift. When Allah wills, by His permission, in a manner, once we asked our other teacher, Hazrat Mulana Uthman Mewati, Hafidhullah, how does kashf work? He said, this, you're asking me something like when a person, he gets married, and you ask the person, how is it that when you are engaging and making that form of ibadat, how can you ask this person? How can you explain this question? And we learn, just the point that we learn here is that we don't disclose our bedroom affairs to anybody. This is a major, major sin. To disclose our bedroom affairs to others, we stay away from this. Allah protect us. Anyway, coming back to this, the one person totally engaged, the other person is in dealings. Sufyan Thawri rahimullah comes to this conclusion from what had been inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This person by the Kaaba al-Musharrafa, he wasn't even thinking about Allah. Yes, this person by the Kaaba al-Musharrafa, holding the cloth and crying and tearing and weeping, and he had no remembrance of Allah. You reflect, I reflect, my salah, your salah. How much do we remember Allah? Let's ponder over that. Then let's go to the shop. The shop, this person, he's dealing, but he's remembering Allah. Can you understand what zuhd now? Beautiful, magnificent way of explaining it.
So, dunya ki mohabbat, uska andaza isse bhi kiya ja sakta hai ki dunya ki mohabbat Allah ke kisi hukm ke mukable mein یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے حکم کے مقابلے میں اپنی خواہش کو ترجیح دے تو وہ دنیا داری.
A person, there's Allah's command, come for salah, but I give tarjih, I give preference to my lusts, my desires, in whichever form it may be, and I don't respond to the call of Allah. I'm just using adhan. Mufti Sahib is referring to a command of Allah, command of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Any of it, you ignore it and you give preference to any one of your desires. Then this person, you will say, he is a dunyawi person, a lover of the dunya. If we're looking at it now from a different angle.
اور جب اللہ کے حکم کو ترجیح دے رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے حکم کو ترجیح دے وہ دینداری ہے.
Another person, he gives preference to Allah and Nabi Kareem صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, then this person is a deeni person. This person is a deeni person in terms of preference. Allah's command, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's command is there, you responded. this person is a deeni inclined person.
To agar koi shakhs asbab-e dunyaviya hasil kar raha hai, maal o daulat hasil kar raha hai Allah ke hukm ko tod kar, to wo sab duniya hai. Sahaba ikram ke paas bhi maal o daulat tha, lekin baqol Hazrat Sheikh ul Hadith Maulana Zakariya Sahab rahmatullah alayh ke ye duniya saap hai. Agar saap pakadne ka fun kisi ko aata hai to wo uske daant tod kar andar se zeher ki potli nikal ke tiryak bana deta hai aur dusre ke zeher ko utarta hai. Sahaba ikram is duniya ke jo saap hai duniya uske pakadne ke amal ko jante the to duniya ne unhe nahi jaisa, duniya ne unko apna shikar nahi banaya. Lekin jo us fun ko na janta ho to phir saap usko das leta hai, phir wo halak ho jata hai. To Huzur Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne farmaya ke wahan duniya ki mohabbat ko kehte
hain. Just to pause there, beautiful example Mufti Sahib, Mufti Muhammad Ali Sahib Hafidhullah gives, and this is with regards to the qawl, the saying of Hazrat Shaykh Mulana Zakariya Rahmatullah Ali. In explaining the dunya, there's a snake. This dunya is the snake. Snake. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they had wealth, but they knew how to deal with dunya. Meaning, if the dunya is a snake, they knew how to grab that snake. You know how these experts, I recall there was one brother from here, he moved to America, to Dallas, Muslim, but he would come back and show us and tell us how he holds snakes on his neck. This was, he used to work for the zoo, and he had a passion for animals. Just to drift for 1 second, Morocco, go see how many dogs, stray dogs and the rest, they are killing. They are killing. Why? Just to prepare for a World Cup. Just to get, now come on, you're killing Allah's creation for your desire. See that. Anyway, the snake. If a person is an expert with this particular snake, and he understands how to grab that snake when it comes for him, and he also understands how to pull out the poison from that snake, and not only that, take out that poison and create an antidote, then what will you say of such a person? The snake can't attack him, but he's able to grab that snake, make that snake scream for life, take out that poison, and then use that poison to benefit others who are stung by the snake. Amazing example given by Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh, explained by Mufti Muhammad Ali Sahib. This is how the Sahaba radiallahu anhum dealt with the dunya. They were able to grab it, take out the poison, and now help and assist others who are stung by this poison. Until today, in the form of a hadith, we are benefiting.
Agar sazo saman ya darahim o janani rain sent ko hasil karne ke liye Allah ka hukm toota hai to duniya hai, aur maut se nafrat. Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radhiyallahu ta'ala jab Rustam ke muqable mein gaye to unhone ye farmaya tha, mere saath aisi qaum hai کہ وہ موت سے ایسی محبت کرتی ہے، شہادت سے محبت رکھتی ہے جیسے تم لوگ شراب سے محبت کرتے ہو. صحابہ کرام شہادت کے شہدائی تھے، عاشق تھے، موت کو اپنے گلے سے لگاتے تھے. دونوں حالتیں بدل گئی. موت سے نفرت پیدا ہو گئی اور دنیا سے محبت، تو اس کی وجہ سے دنیا میں اتنی بڑی تعداد میں مسلمان ہونے کے باوجود وہ غصہ، ان کا غصہ سیل ہو گئے، وہ قوت اور پختگی باقی نہیں رہی. انفرادی طور سے ہر شخص اگر یہ عزم و ارادہ کرے کہ میں اللہ کا حکم نہیں توڑوں گا، میں رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا فرمان نہیں توڑوں گا، تو دھیرے دھیرے پختگی شروع ہو جائے گی.
To pause there, Mufti Sahib then mentions, you lose out on your dirhams, dinars, rands. Some deal went sour, you lost out some, you lost some dunya there. But the fact remains is your dislike for death. Your dislike for death. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is referring to in the hadith. That your numbers will be so many, but this is the problem. They will attack you like how they're calling towards a meal. What was the cause? Love for dunya. And the opposite for love for dunya is zuhd. And the second thing is dislike for death. Dislike for death, what do we refer to here? Dislike for death. Mufti Sahib mentions the example of Sayyiduna Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu. When he went to Rustam, when he spoke, he said that, see, our men, they love to dice with death. They love death like how you love alcohol. They love to dice with death like how you love your alcohol. They love shahadat. They love martyrdom. And we ask this question. How do you defeat a nation who loves martyrdom? You become defeatless. There's no way to bring you down, because that verse is always playing in your mind. Verse 154. وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَن يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٌ. Where is this? Verse 154, Surah Al-Baqarah. Do not say about those who are slain in Allah's path that they are slain. بَلْ أَحْيَا. But they are alive. وَلَكِنْ لَا تَشْكُرُونَ. But you perceive not, you can't comprehend not. How do you beat a nation who loves martyrdom? مَنْ سَأَلَ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى الشَّهَادَ بِصِدْقٍ. Whoever asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for martyrdom with a truthful heart, بَلَّغَهُ مَنَازِلَ الشُّهَدَى. Allah will raise him to that status of martyrdom. وَإِن مَاتَ عَلَى فِرَاشِهِ. Even though he passes away on his bed. To end off, we'll just... The audio continues. But Mufti Sahib mentions here something beautiful. And urging one and all for practice. Man al-kaysu man dana nafsa, he checks himself. So that's what we've been doing. Wa amila lima ba'd al-maut. Now we do actions for the life to come. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned this. So Mufti Sahib is urging and saying to all, what must we do? Every person, when the call of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam comes, you stand and you respond to it. You make sure you stand and you respond to it. This is what is being referred to here. And if you just go quickly, just in a short moment, we go quickly and we listen to what did the Imam of Masjid al-Aqsa, what was he calling to? This was the 10th of October. You know, the second, what they say, second anniversary of 7th of October is coming. It was the 10th of October, and this is was his message. 10th of October, the year 2023, just 3 days after the brave Mujahideen found an opportunity and found the weapons to respond after so many years. From 1947, the British made the announcement. Then 1948, that's when they started leaving. And that is when all these gangs, the Zionist gangs, entered. And that is when 750,000 Palestinians left. We go back to that. Now listen to what this Imam said, 2023, the 10th of October.
في سبيل الله يتطلعون إلى إحدى الحسنيين النصر أو الشهادة فمن قتل واستشهد فقد فاز فوزا عظيما وأهل فلسطين لا يفت في عضدهم عدد الشهداء مهما بلغ ولكن الذي يفت في عضدهم هو تخاذل جيوش المسلمين عن نصرتهم فهذه لعمر الحق أم الجرائم يا أمة أحمد خير أمة أخرجت للناس نناديكم والألم يعتصر في قلوبنا ألم يأن لقلوبكم أن تخشع لذكر الله؟ ألم يأن لأسماعكم أن تسمع نداءنا؟ ألم يأن لجيوشكم أن تلبي نداء الله؟ ألم يأن لكم أن تنصروا الله ورسوله؟ إن هذا الكيان المسخ يزول في ساعة من نهار فماذا تنتظرون؟ إن هذا الكيان المتهالك الذي يبقيه في الأرض المباركة هم الحكام العملاء.
You've heard it, and that's what he's calling. He says, what are you waiting for? This dying nation can be eliminated in a portion of the day. What are you waiting for? وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين
لا يصال وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم فلا ترم بالمعاصي كسر شهوتها إن الطاعة ما يقوي شهوة النهم مولا يصال وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم والنفس كطفل إن تهمله شاب على حب الرضا وإن تفتم عيا فاطم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم فاصرف هواها وحاذر أن تولياه إن الهوى ما تولى يصمي أو يصيم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم وراعيها وهي في الأعمال سائمة وإن هي استحلت المرعى فلا ترسمي مولاي صل وسلم حشم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا.